Welcome back to Sundial here on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, many of you listening have friends and loved ones in some of the other Caribbean islands affected this hurricane season. And we're going to check in now with Marine Colonel Michael Samarov. He's the head of the Joint Task Force in the Leeward Islands, which is helping to distribute humanitarian aid. Colonel Samarov, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Right now, by the way, because you've been traveling around the islands, where are you located right now?
I'm calling you from Fort de France, Martinique. We've been up and out down the eastern Caribbean, but that's where we are now.
No, we've seen all the footage of the devastation in St. Martin after Hurricane Irma, Dominica, and so forth. How are things right now? Tell us what you've seen.
Well, we were activated on the 9th of September, specifically for St. Martin, and that's where we started to work. Before Irma, St. Martin was a green island. When we arrived there, it's hard to describe. Every bit, every leaf was ripped off every single tree. It was almost a stubble of just wood that was left. Buildings were destroyed, and maybe most remarkably, you'd walk or drive along the roads, and you would see boats, sailboats. It was a large attraction for folks who like to sail, literally sitting on well into dry land where it was deposited by the violence of the storm. The good news now is that both the French and Dutch sides of St. Martin are better off. We ceased military operations there on the 28th, and here on Martinique, I saw some of our French partners who worked with their return yesterday. So things there are on the mend at St. Martin.
When you go in with the task force, really, how do you even begin the process? You think about all this devastation, trees down, power lines down. You may have water and sewage lines broken, and, you know, again, it's trying to get find the people and make sure that people are safe. But really, I mean, when you're coming in, help me understand how you assess the situation.
Well, we're fortunate in that within the U.S. government, we work with USAID and specifically with OFDA, the Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance. They're really the experts in assessing the situation. They understand the needs of a community facing a disaster. And they also have close linkages with the international, national, and non-governmental relief community. They come in, and working together with their partners, they determine the needs. Now, within those needs, they understand what are the unique capabilities that the Department of Defense can provide. We work with them to provide those unique capabilities. And that's a great partnership, and we've been really privileged to work with some tremendous USAID OFDA professionals throughout these two storms.
What kind of aid is it that you're bringing in? What sort of supplies do you bring in?
So in St. Martin, we did a couple of things. Princess Juliana Airport had sustained some pretty significant damage. What we were able to do was provide some initial help with running that airfield, the air traffic control piece. The other thing is all of their material handling equipment, forklifts, the heavy ones had been severely damaged. So, you have a large airplane with aid arrive, but you have no way to load all of those heavy materials onto trucks for onward movement to the population. So we were able to bring in military forklifts and assist with that. Additionally, there was a significant requirement for water, in particular on the French side of St. Martin, the north side. There is no fresh water on St. Martin. Everything comes from desalinization plants. The French were able to get their desal plant up. The problem is when the pipes depressurized and repressurized, there was significant damage, so they couldn't distribute. So we helped with water distribution, and really the way we could do that is with some very small mobile desalinization units that we could put within the affected communities and really make water at the source, allowing people simply to come and get water. The other thing we were able to do is, we were there post-Irma, but then as Maria came, there was a requirement for water on the island, and we were able to fly in, well, I believe we flew in over 100 tons of bottled water that could be distributed on the island. Finally, we brought in a ship on the Dutch side with a variety of supplies that, again, through our USAID and OFTA friends, who we worked with side by side through all of this, we were able to distribute to the local population. I think it's important to note that we did all those things with as light a military touch as possible, keeping our allies, the French and the Dutch, and local officials up front helping their community. I think that's very important.
Where are you going to be going next?
Okay, so we're already there. As Maria rolled in, we anticipated that there would be other taskings. We pulled back off of St. Martin, believe it or not, to Puerto Rico. We spent, most of us spent Maria on Puerto Rico. Then when the storm passed, we had staged our equipment, our personnel, and helicopters on the island. We were able to pull all of that out. At that point, we were informed that the island of Dominica, further south, had sustained severe damage. And we quickly moved, working with our French allies, basing on the two islands north and south of Dominica, Guadeloupe to the north, Martinique to the south. And we began work on Dominica. Just as in St. Martin, we're doing two things. The first thing is we're helping American citizens affected by these disasters to safety. On Dominica in particular, there's fresh water, so we were less in the business of fresh water. But there, the road network sustained severe damage, and the terrain is much more mountainous, so the roads were difficult even before the storm. We did a lot of distribution of supplies, both food items and then non-food items, like USAID OFTA provided plastic sheeting, some cooking utensils and supplies so that people who were devastated could have something to cook in, water storage, and I believe we distributed some pipes for plumbing. The other thing is we assisted with reconnaissance of the roads to help the aid community better understand what the requirements were. And in each of these cases, we moved local aid officials and local police so that aid could be distributed in a secure environment where the most needy people, the most vulnerable people, could receive support.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know that you're pressed for time. You're very busy, and I really appreciate the fact that you could join us today, Colonel Samaroff, to give us this update because we wanted to get the best picture we could of really everything that's been going on throughout the Caribbean. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.